Circle of Love by Rochelle Curdy. I stared. How? I flinched as my cousin Renee whipped her brother Briar back in his wheelchair as he yelled at her to stop.
Renee! I'll tell Mom! I'll tell Mom!
Renee laughed and squealed as she continued to rocket her brother around the house, taking corners on two wheels. Let's face it, one wheel.
You're in for it now, Bee! She yelled.
Briar wasn't always in the wheelchair. He was for now because he had a broken ankle due to not being able to handle crutches. So the wheelchair was a novelty for his siblings, especially for Renee, it seemed. She loved to tease Briar, to make him laugh, or Bradley, to make him yell. For her, this was life. She didn't know of another way childhood could be. She had other brothers and a sister, but they had Briar too, and that was normal. As Renee rode the back of the wheelchair into the kitchen, with Briar batting her away, I stood back, heart pounding. For me, it wasn't just concern for Briar's safety, but for Renee's. I wasn't around Briar much. He had disabilities that made him very different from everyone I knew. I had seen him get upset and hit his sibling or one of his parents. None of them took it overly seriously, nor were they hurt. But he made me nervous. What if he hit me, one of my siblings? Rationally, I supposed he wouldn't. Or we would have been warned by our parents, his siblings, not to act in this way or that around him. Nor would we have been left unsupervised. His dad was out back, not far from this chaos. After going home after that trip to visit Renee, Briar, and their family, I talked it over with my sister one night in the kitchen. Is it wrong that Briar makes me nervous? We were sitting at the island on bar stools eating chips and salsa. Janet raised her eyebrows at me. Why does he make you nervous? I feel like I don't know what he's going to do, and I'm a stranger to him, I explained. I mean, I can tell I'm not supposed to feel this way. Just watching the way Renee teased him showed me I don't have anything to worry about. I think it's because we don't spend much time with them, with their family living in Alaska and all, Janet reasoned. If we saw them all the time, we would act the same as his siblings, I bet. My mom walked in with her coffee cup and headed to the counter to refill it. Do you agree, Mom? Jenna asked. Do you think we would be really comfortable with Briar's disabilities if we were around him more? She sipped her coffee before answering. I'm sure. Being around someone who has disabilities can feel uncomfortable if we haven't had much experience with it. Briar's disabilities are unique to him. She went on to talk with us about the type of difficulties he experienced, what he was mentally and physically capable of, and what types of behaviors were normal for him. I realized as we talked, it was good to have information to help me reckon with the situation. We also talked about if he was violent. Since Briar was my mom's nephew, she knew much of his backstory, having either experienced it or heard firsthand from his mom. Briar has only been violent if he has a bad reaction to his medications. His health can be hard to manage at times, and it can be trial and error to see what helps him most. However, if you're ever nervous, you can take cues from those closest around him. Did Renee or Adam seem nervous around him? No, I said in a small voice. I looked up to see Mom studying me. I did realize that, though, that his family talked and laughed with him and didn't even flinch if he batted at them. It made me feel horrible for feeling nervous. So believe what their actions are telling you. If they are around him all the time and they do nothing to show they are scared of him, that's just you needing to get to know him. What are positive things you noticed? Mom prompted. He likes Raffy, Janet put in. I don't think I'll ever get baby beluga in the deep blue sea out of my head for how much he played it over and over. And his face lit up when his mom or dad walked into the room, my older brother Keith put in, apparently listening as he put on his boots, readying to go out into the snow. He loved when his dad playfully rubbed his stomach and used funny voices. He was always laughing and joking with him then, I remembered. We all laughed, remembering their silly jokes. Mom nodded encouragingly, and with a faraway look, she recounted, "When I was practicing a song with Grandma on the piano one time, he had been in the room, apparently listening. Then, after a bit, he walked out, only to stride back in, play keyboard on his shoulder, ready to join in the fun. He was so proud to have his own instrument to contribute," Mom laughed, her eyes misting. She explained that it was so nice to have fun moments with him, especially considering his health problems, limitations, and other struggles. He's really loved, isn't he? I whispered, just as he is. Just as God made him, Janet added. Mom reached for our hands. Together we made a circle of love, another link of support for Briar, for his loved ones.